give a little whistle. Melt the perfect beer.
Now you've got the idea, so go ahead, give a little whistle.
Copper's brain melts the perfect beer.
Isn't that refreshing? You bet your life. You try that twist top bottle, too. It's disposable and the easiest way to get to that cool, cool brew. The perfect one, Grain Belt. This is Franklin Hobbs. We're on the weather watch from CCO, from the observatory, rather than the music room tonight, I would say. And by the way, if your family is heading north for a summer holiday, you be sure to include Isle Royale National Park in your vacation plans, won't you? Isle Royale National Park is a 500,000-acre wilderness island of breathtaking beauty, just a pleasant 20-mile boat ride from the famous north shore of Lake Superior. Daily service to and from Isle Royale is offered on the modern and comfortable motor vessel Winona. Now, this cruises to the island from historic Grand Portage. Rugged, pine-clad Isle Royale National Park happens to be the largest island in Lake Superior, famous for its beautiful, tranquil harbors, crystal lakes, and their cool streams. Inviting trails are mighty, mighty pleasing for you, too. And fishermen, naturalists, skin divers, families who love the out-of-doors all enjoy Isle Royale, and so will you. You can stay at either of two modern resorts or camp at any of the improved campsites with shelters provided free by the National Park Service. Isle Royale is our closest national park and a very exciting place to go for a completely wonderful family vacation, or a 1 or 2 day visit for that matter. For details about Isle Royale and how to get there, simply send your name and address to Isle Royale, WCCO Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul, Minnesota. If you prefer, call us right now at Federal 2-1202. Now, Ray, we'll call on you.
Now the high winds have reached as far east as Little Canada, due north of St. Paul, so this is a few miles farther over than any previous report. So pretty well now, this thunderstorm with the strong winds is now going all the way across the northern portion of the Twin Cities. Eden Prairie now reports very heavy, cold wind. How about that? Just came up. Eden Prairie southwest of Minneapolis, so maybe those temperatures will start to drop, even with these strong winds, which can certainly cause trouble, but they can also bring the temperatures down a little bit, Frank.
I imagine that's one consolation at any rate, Ray. And of course, we repeat, there are no hooks indicated on the radar screen, am I right?
That is absolutely right. No hooks at all. This is a good thunderstorm, and there's no indication that it's anything beyond that.
All right, my friend, maybe that'll give you a bit of peace of mind. If you've a mind to set that clock properly, here we go. 13 past midnight, Central Daylight Time. Hodges and Wild Bill Davis, and a well-liked duo, I might add, here at Hobbs House. And the tune, of course, Beginning to See the Light. And we will keep you well enlightened on the weather situation. Do it right now. Here comes Ray.
We can relieve some anxieties in Brooklyn Center where there have been sirens. We've checked that out. A grass fire in Brooklyn Center, and that's the reason for the sirens. The firemen doing their job and out to put out the grass fire. But the sirens have nothing to do with the weather. Report from Johnsville, 15-degree drop in temperature, heavy rain, but the winds have died down. Some indication that the strong winds may now have moved further east to north of St. Paul rather than in the northern Minneapolis suburbs. Cool wind reported in Highland Park, winds of about 10 to 20 miles an hour. Minnetonka reporting cool winds, but not strong, violent winds. Same thing that we had from Eden Prairie just 5 minutes ago. So, some cool winds and a good reason for the sirens in Brooklyn Center, a grass fire, Frank.
Well, we'll take the cool winds, won't we, Ray? It's going to be a hot one, they say, at least at this moment for the coming day. We'll have all the weather particulars concerning the prospects in just minutes.
This the Midas muffler shop?
Yes, sir.
This the shop that guarantees the muffler for as long as I own my car?
Yes, sir, for as long as you own your car. Replaced, if necessary, for a service charge only.
Well, I need a muffler.
All right, sir.
Don't touch the car.
Oh, sir, I just thought that...
Don't touch the car. This the place that has the famous Midas muffler that costs less than you think.
You'd be surprised how low the cost is.
Don't touch the car. This the Midas shop that installs the muffler free while I watch.
Yes, sir. And you can be sure...
Don't touch the car.
Sir, do you want us to put a new Midas muffler on your car?
Yeah, put a new Midas muffler on my car.
Well...
Touch the car.
In Minneapolis, there are three convenient Midas muffler shops serving you. 1206 West Broadway, 4415 Central Avenue Northeast, 3014 Lindale Avenue South, and now a new Midas muffler shop serving you in St. Paul, University Avenue. Take down the number, 507. Ray?
Further evidence that the winds are dying down in the suburbs north and west of Minneapolis and are now strongest in the suburbs north of St. Paul. I mentioned Little Canada just a moment or two ago. Now high winds reported in Maplewood, which adjoins Little Canada. In addition, this Weather Bureau radar bulletin... At 12:15, that would be 4 minutes ago, the area of thunderstorms is bounded on the south and east by Litchfield, the northern Twin City suburbs, and St. Croix Falls. It is moving toward the east-southeast at 25 miles an hour. Gusty winds, heavy rain, possibly some hail continuing in this area. Report from North Branch, north of the Twin Cities. Heavy wind and heavy rain right now. They estimate 30 to 40 mile-an-hour winds. Frank?
Well, at least nothing violent. And perhaps on the heels of this rather gusty weather session this night, cooler temperatures. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Maybe there'll be a little bit of change in the prospect. The time is 20 minutes past midnight. It's a new one called Tuesday, July the 12th. The man was shearing. The man you're about to hear, Mr. Ray Christensen.
Frank, it might be a good point here to mention various reporting points showing 2 inches of rain. St. Francis, the latest, and they report some washouts on the roads there, and I assume that there may be some flooded conditions or similar washouts, and the drivers, even in areas where the winds have gone by, might exert that little extra caution looking out for that type of obstacle. Generally, the strongest winds appear to be from the North Branch on down to just north of St. Paul and moving toward the St. Croix area. And pretty well, it's light rain now where we had heavy winds not so many minutes ago, Coon Rapids, Fridley, Spring Lake Park, areas like that. And a couple of the calls we've gotten have indicated, oh, it's so much cooler now.
Well, as I say, with the bad, there's always a little good, isn't there?
That's sure right.
Well, we're sure looking forward to a little cooling off. We've had it pretty scorching hot. Best thing you can possibly do is scoot up to the North Country. And listen to this. It kind of tells you the way to go.
Bagley, you've been working awfully hard. You deserve a nice vacation.
Well, thanks, boss. But how about you?
Nonsense, Bagley. Vacations don't mean anything to an old workhorse like me. But you take next week off.
Boss, I guess I'll do that. Now, I'll be flying North Central Airlines, of course, to save time getting there.
Of course.
You know, North Central flies to some of the finest vacation country in the world.
Oh, yes.
Deep, cool woods, sparkling lakes where you can catch big fish or just relax.
Yes.
Wonderful resorts with golf and swimming and delicious food.
Oh, yes.
Boy, I can hardly wait to get going on that vacation.
Yes. Bagley, I'm afraid you'll have to wait, at least till I get back from mine.
There's lots more time for vacation fun when you fly North Central Airlines, fast daily service to 90 key cities in the Midwest and Canada. Sure beats driving.
You bet it does. And let me tell you about that round-trip service to Brainerd Land, too. Every day, they have 4 flights, that's Sunday through Friday anyway, on North Central Airlines. 10:30, they leave the Twin Cities at 11:45 in the morning, and that's Convair service. 5 in the afternoon and 8:10 p.m., too. Good connections, I'll promise you. Fast daily multi-flight service to 90 cities in 10 Midwest states and Canada. Remember, North Central Airlines.
Through the trees comes autumn with them. Through the trees comes autumn.
Right now, brisk cooling winds through much of the Twin Cities area. The strongest winds right now are moving from the northern suburbs of St. Paul toward St. Croix Falls. The rain has reached the Minneapolis downtown area, light rain. And that's a summary of the weather. And, Frank, you have the forecast coming up, right?
All right, Ray, let's take a look at the prospects for the next couple of days here and remind our good friends, with studios Minneapolis, St. Paul, this is 830-WCCO. Wisconsin, here we go. Partly cloudy, thunderstorms very likely over the north and central portion this night with a chance of thunderstorms south and lows of 66 to 74 the remainder of this morning. A chance of locally severe thunderstorms over the west portion the remainder of tonight. Partly cloudy, hot and humid, with thunderstorms likely, mainly over the north and west portions today and Tuesday night. It'll turn cooler over the northwest half by the coming evening. Highs today, 90 to 98 for Wisconsin. Almost identical forecast for the Dakotas. Occasional cloudiness, both Dakotas, the remainder of the morning through Wednesday. A few scattered thunderstorms, especially in the extreme east of both Dakotas, the remainder of the morning. The lows, 55 to 65 in North Dakota. And let's see, 60s over the west and 66 to 78 in the east of South Dakota, with a high in South Dakota today of 102, 90 for you in North Dakota. Minnesota, good morning. Occasional cloudiness this morning on through Wednesday. Scattered thunderstorms the remainder of the AM, mostly over the east and south today, and in the southeast and extreme south Tuesday night. Still quite hot, quite humid, especially in the south half of the state. The low this morning, 60s north, and about 66 degrees in the south, with a high of the coming day, 94 in the north, and 104 in the south. That almost threw me. It's tough to read because I know how tough it is on you. We'll see about the Twin Cities, too, in a moment, and I say, if you gals are thinking of slaving away over those hot burners today, you're making a big mistake. Make no mistake here. Our good friends at Delarius can come up with an excellent dinner for the whole family, one that they'll enjoy ever so much on the wind-up of a very hot day. Delarius Kentucky Fried Chicken. Make a picnic of it. And they certainly make a picnic for you, my girl, because there's nothing for you to do but simply serve it up. Use paper plates and you're really in business. So you make it your business to stop at Delarius today or have Dad do it on the way home. Bring home some potato salad, coleslaw, bean salad, and some of that extra special smooth Delarius ice cream, too. Now you got it? You know what to do. Twin Cities, the outlook for you, occasional cloudiness all the way through this coming day and Wednesday with a chance of scattered thunderstorms through Tuesday evening. Hot and humid. It'll continue with only a slight cooling Tuesday night and Wednesday. Variable winds today to 15, the low this morning about 72, the high today 95, the low Tuesday night 65, and the high on Wednesday 92 degrees. Precipitation probability the remainder of tonight 30%. It's already raining in the Twin Cities, likely they say. And the prospect for today 50% probability of precipitation, Tuesday night 40%. 68% is the relative humidity reading at the moment. The wind is southwest at 8, sky cloudy, barometer rising slowly from 29.80, and the temperature remains at 86 degrees at 29 in front of 1. And that is Central Daylight Time. Don't forget to take time to take those big parades in. Now, the Grand Day Parade, Saturday afternoon at Parade Stadium, 2:30, and the Torchlight Parade for the Aquatennial begins at 8:30 next Wednesday night. That's the July the 20th, a week from this Wednesday. Take them in. You'll enjoy them. You'll see some of your CCO friends there, too, I'm sure. And I'm sure if you lend an ear, we'll pick up the tempo a trifle right here. Well, that got things to jump in here at Hobbs House, remember it? You remember it as 2 o'clock jump. The weatherman says that the heat wave will continue over much of eastern two-thirds of the nation today. Readings in the 90s and 100s were very common in the area on Monday. So I say to our friends on the East Coast and the West Coast and all twixt and tween, we'll have all of the weather for you, what's going on across the country, shortly after 3 this morning, from here, the station that serves the nation all night, 830-WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. This is Franklin Hobbs. Thank you for paying a call here in the music room at Hobbs House. We'll keep you up to date on our local weather situation, as you well know. Ray will be with us now for some time to come, and we'll see how things develop. It would appear that things are relatively mild, at any rate, in the wind gusts and in the amounts of rain, with the exception of a couple of areas reporting about 2 inches of rain in a matter of some mere 30 minutes. 24 minutes, and it will be 1 o'clock in the morning, Central Daylight Time. Well, you heard the prospect. More hot weather. But, gals, you can still get together with your friends at United Furniture Showrooms in air-conditioned comfort and pick out that beautiful furniture that you've wanted for so long and pay such a short price. Now, think about this. At the moment, they're in the midst of their semi-annual clearance sale. Hundreds upon hundreds of items are being featured. Every classification of furniture, even bedding, is being featured, too. And this is a collection of name-brand merchandise that you'll readily recognize from nationally advertising, I assure you. And I assure you, the best in quality, the best in value, and great savings, 50% in many cases more. Call us right now so we can get to you as quickly as possible. The catalog that lists and gives you word description of all of the merchandise included in this big, big semi-annual clearance at United Furniture Showrooms. Give us a call right now, Federal 2-1202. Of course, we'll send you the pass card, too. And remember, at United, 1132 Stinson Boulevard, Northeast in Minneapolis, you shop in air-conditioned comfort. Not such a comfortable morning in the sleep department, is it? 86, the current reading in the Twin Cities. Humidity's relatively high, 68%. And let's see what we have in the way of musical offing for you over the next half hour or so. Jerry Murad, the Ray Charles Chorus, Nancy Wilson. Sounds good to me. And here's the gentleman who came up with the number one tune just a few weeks ago. It still stands at about number four all across the country. We're talking, of course, of Strangers in the Night. Here's another one, same album. And now to give you a clear picture of the weather situation, Ray Christensen.
Well, that storm, which we have been tracking all the way from north and west of Minneapolis, across the northern edges of the Twin Cities, then on through Little Canada and Maplewood, has now reached Wisconsin at Osceola, Wisconsin, which is directly across the river from Marine on the St. Croix. Osceola reports lightning, sheets of rain, very heavy rain, and quite windy. We had a report from Barron, Wisconsin. It's calm and barren, but the lightning and the dark clouds, the storm in general, is visible to the west. The reporter there thought that it was perhaps 30 miles away, which would place it not very far from Osceola, Wisconsin. So the storm front has now reached across the river to Wisconsin.
Well, Ray, we hope we do have a clear day for a lot of our good friends, particularly those up in the North Country who are rather eager to enjoy their vacation holiday. Here's one excellent way for the kids to enjoy it, a visit to Paul Bunyan Center. That'll do it. That's just the trick. And let me tell you, they've a lot of tricks up their sleeves to please the kids, too. A conversation with Big Tall Paul, the biggest animated figure of all the world. Believe me. And he calls the kids by name, enjoys big conversation with them, and the kids will get such a boot out of it. They'll enjoy every moment with the trained animals, too. Refreshments and oh, so many things to do. Enjoy the rides. The kids will get a big kick out of the miniature railway system and the Ferris wheel. They'll even see that big B-25 from World War II. And I say it to Mom and Dad, too. You'll enjoy your visit to Paul Bunyan Center, just on the outskirts of Brainerd, as you head northward into the Lake Country. Stop in now. Today, for sure. Very good. The prospects, hot weather. 86 the current reading, the sky cloudy, the wind southwest at 8 in the Twin Cities area. And I'm given to understand now the rain has evidently passed out of the Twin Cities. No evidence of it in the downtown area at the moment. That moment being 18 in front of 1, Central Daylight Time. Music time again. Who shall it be? Mr. Howard Roberts. Won't you join me? Here we go. Mr. Howard Roberts. This is Franklin Hobbs, and this is a word for our sports enthusiasts who follow the pigskin rather avidly. Former All-America football player and Detroit Lions star Doak Walker has just been named a temporary coach with the Denver Broncos of the American Football League. Walker is destined to coach the team's pass receivers, and a more eligible man for that task I can't think of. Let's talk about this sports scene, if we may, in a rather indirect fashion. talk to you about Quarterback Products. I don't have to tell you how hot it's been, my gentlemen friends. And I want you to know about an excellent deodorant put out by Quarterback. They have two sizes in the Quarterback spray deodorant. One, the 4-ounce size, the other, 7-ounce. And you'll find this an excellent, excellent product indeed. As a matter of fact, it has nice, pleasing fragrance. And, you know, some deodorants cause a rash and irritation from continuous use. But Quarterback product has an emollient oil which prevents rash and irritations and consequently gives long-lasting protection. Now, we're not claiming this product is, going to last you forever and ever, not in weather like this, but you will use it frequently and you'll find it a most satisfying product indeed. Quarterback deodorant. Now, this is for the gentleman who calls the signals, and I'll bet you that's you. They have another product, too, I think you'll find will come in very, very handy on these humid days. It's not sticky, it's not gummy, it's as light as can be. Men's Hairspray by Quarterback. Check it. Matter of fact, you can check it at Vince Pharmacy in Osseo, Minnesota, Crane's Pharmacy, 42nd and 38th Street in Minneapolis. Jerry Murad, very talented man. And here's the man that has the weather plan all mapped out for you there. At least we have the current reports, don't we, Ray?
Yes, actually, the weather is as we reported it before. Most of that storm system that moved across the northern edges of the Twin Cities area has moved on into Wisconsin now. In addition, we had a report from a woman in Shakopee worrying about sirens. We have had a report of fire engine going to take care of a fire in Chaska, and that would be close enough to Shakopee to explain that. Certainly, no sirens that you may be hearing tonight would be connected with the weather, because that would be when the Weather Bureau officially triggers an alert. Then those sirens go on, and they're quite different, too. Well, there's been no kind of an alert like that. There's a thunderstorm watch still in effect for another 10 minutes. The main thunderstorm area has moved on into Wisconsin now.
Thank you, Ray. In 10 minutes, Ray Christensen, the entire news of this new day, Tuesday, July the 12th. This is Franklin Hobbs. We welcome you, our good friends out in Portland, Oregon, and that applies to you in Baltimore, Maryland, too. Good to have you with us, and we'll guide you through the night from here at Hobbs House at 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Musical call, Ray Charles. Here we go. Now, that's one spot to vacation in, and here's another two. Matter of fact, I recommend to those of you heading for the big national parks, heading out through the Dakotas and Montana, take Highway 212. What a great straight shot this is, and so much to see along the way. And as you wind it up there at the gate to Yellowstone Park, stop at Red Lodge, up in the high country. Red Lodge, Montana, is the most spectacular entrance to Yellowstone Park, also one of the least used. The world-famous Beartooth Highway leads over the switchbacks. Beautiful. This is an altitude of about 10,942 cool, breathtaking feet. Then down to Yellowstone Park. The park entrance, 64 miles from Red Lodge. Billings is only a matter of 60 miles to the north, and the interstate freeway connection is right there for you to enjoy, too. And lots of goings on. Oh, they're big activities. Matter of fact, you'll find some very special things that you want to catch in Red Lodge during the summer season. We'll tell you about them. The Festival of Nations is one, and we'll give you the date. That's held in August. They expect about 10,000 visitors this year as they had last year. Don't forget it now. 212 from the Twin Cities out to Yellowstone and the gateway to Yellowstone, Red Lodge. Beautiful Red Lodge, Montana. Those switchbacks are something to see. Ever traveled over them? Beautiful. Just beautiful country. Well, thanks again for keeping us company, helping us on the Weather Watch here at 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The tornado watch will expire in a matter of some 5 minutes. At least that was the last word.